Michael Jackson's young accuser said in court today that the pop star twice molested him while the two were staying at the singer's Neverland Ranch. It was a day of sometimes graphic testimony at Jackson's sexual molestation trial. The day began with another drama, Jackson's failure to arrive at the courthouse on time, and the judge's threat to arrest him. NPR's Carrie Kahn is in Santa Maria, California, where testimony has ended. Carrie, what did Jackson's 15-year-old accuser have to say?
As you said, he gave pretty graphic testimony about what he alleged were two molestation acts. He explained it in a very monotone tone. At times, he was actually mumbling and had to be told to slow down, to just answer the questions and to speak up clearly so everybody could hear him. He described what happened, and then the prosecutor ended his testimony of the accuser.
Carrie, what specifically did this 15-year-old say about Michael Jackson's activity?
He said that the two of them were in his bedroom. In one occasion, they were under the covers. Michael Jackson inappropriately touched him and fondled him. The other occasion, they were on top of his bed. The same action occurred. He felt uncomfortable after the event occurred, and Michael Jackson told him not to worry, that what they did was natural, and then they both went to sleep.
We haven't heard Michael Jackson's side of the story yet. Might this child be cross-examined?
He was cross-examined. The defense attorney had about 20 minutes left before court adjourned for the day. It adjourns every day at 2:30 Pacific time. And he came out of the gate running. The defense attorney, Thomas Mesereau, was very stern with the child, trying to get him to give a better timeline of when things happened. He was trying to press him on the fact that the boy had said nothing about this molestation, but he had talked to three social workers, and he never went to the police until after he spoke with two attorneys and a psychologist. And it was pretty argumentative, and this boy, who had been monotone for much of his testimony by the prosecutor, really perked up, and he became argumentative with Mesereau, and at one point the judge admonished both of them to just answer and ask questions and stop being argumentative.
As we said, Michael Jackson arrived at the courthouse more than an hour late. Why was he tardy, and what was it like when he finally arrived?
It was quite a drama-filled morning. He did not show up for court at 8:30 when it begins. The judge put out an arrest warrant for him, but said he would wait 1 hour and gave the pop star 1 hour to come to court. His lawyer was pacing outside the courthouse, had his cell phone to his ear most of the time, and he told, a spokesperson said that Michael Jackson was in a local hospital with a back injury. About the hour deadline came and went, and then about 10 minutes later, Jackson's entourage pulled up and missed the deadline, but he came out of the black SUV, as he always does, but this time he was wearing blue pajama bottoms. He was held up on both sides by two people, sort of shuffled slowly into the courtroom. He was wearing a black jacket. His face was pale, and court observers say he did look drawn and very tired. There was no admonishment in court. All the judge said was that he had ordered Jackson to appear in court. That was what the delay was about, and he was not making any inferences to his guilt or not.
Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
NPR's Carrie Kahn in Santa Maria, California.